You're listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5. Let's head back to the rink for third period action.
We are ready to go for third period action between a Goodwin Medal, Peterborough Minor Midget, MD Pete's, and the Pickering Panther from the Evinrude Center. And the Pete's look to largen the gap on their 3-0 lead as they're on the power play for 46 seconds. My mistake, with a long intermission, the Panthers are on the power play, of course. And the Panthers, well, they try to widen that gap, or close the gap, I should say, as they trail 3-0. And the Petes have been the dominant team as of this point. But the Panthers, they are on the attack here, setting up the power play now with some time. Shot from the point, nothing doing there. And the Panthers, just a bad deflection. It goes out, and they have to regroup there. Bounced off Nathan Fernandez's ankle, I think it was. And now the Panthers are back in their zone. Zambri takes his time with the hog. Good pass there, and fine Fernandez gets up ice, entering the Pete zone now. 2-on-2 action. Good wrist shot, easily gobbled up there by Kyle Johnson, however. And it'll be a face-off in the Panther zone with 13:52 remaining. Back to 4-on-4, 5-on-5 action. And the Panthers, they're going to need to get something going, and quickly. And they're going to have to continue it for at least 3 goals if they want to get a result out of this one. And the Panthers win that draw. The Petes get it right down ice, though, as it's Booth along the boards. And he slows it down, stops at the hash marks. Good move there. And the shot, good shot there. Good opportunity by Jack Carey, who got around his defender in a hurry. And then a shot from the high point. Shane Bowser was up to the task, though. And it'll be a face-off in the Panther zone. Face-off will be to the right of Bowser. Corkery winning that draw for the Petes. Good job there at the point, Petes defender. Oh, Corkery was in the slot. Jack Carey just couldn't put it on his stick, though, or he had a golden opportunity. A Corkery with a deflection. Corkery's all over the place, and Booth has it at the hash marks. Corkery again circling along in the slot, trying to get a shot off. Gets around his defender, brushes the defender off him. 3 Panthers around him. Finds his team on the side of the net, behind the net. Booth trying to get it in front. And it's another penalty coming against the Panthers. I think Corkery is the one who drew that one, as he sucked 3 defenders in, got taken down by one of them. And now number 71, Justin Vineau for the Panthers, going to the box, and he is not happy about it. Talking to the refs. And the ref told him, that's enough of that before I extend that double. Extend that minor, make it a double minor. But Vineau got the message across that he needed to, and the Petes are on the power play for 2 minutes or less. And the Petes sent, or the Panthers get it out and send it all the way down the boards. Robichaud pressuring. But as Brendan Neild, smart with the puck for the Petes. Now Corkery again, the guy who's been creating it all and drew the penalty. Corkery getting deep into the Panther zone, setting up the power play now. Corkery again along the boards, near the hash mark, circling, still with the puck. Had up by his Booth, just couldn't quite control it though. And now Hardy pressuring. The Panthers are trying to get it out. Panthers still trying to get it out. That's Jack Nearing. The Petes doing a good job suffocating them along the boards, not letting him get anything going. Hardy. Shot from the high slot. Oh, Bowser almost slipped out of his glove there. Much to his delight, it was wide of the net. And now he does push the net off his pegs, and that'll be a face-off in the Panther zone again. 12-12 remaining in the third period, 1 minute remaining in the Panthers' penalty. Face-off to the right of Bowser. Connor Rutherford for the Petes, winning that draw. And the Petes, oh, he has a chance in the slot now, but the Panthers, good job defensively by Nathan Fernandez to get in front of it and send it down ice, and the Petes have to regroup. 50 seconds remaining on their power play. And now the Petes get in the zone again. Taken down there hard. Awkward collision there. Panthers. Oh, that was a snapshot by the Petes out of nowhere. Just got a stick on it. That was Mancini. Wide of the net, though. He had a lot behind that. Would have gotten right past Bowser if it was on net, I'm sure. But now the Petes still on the attack along the goal line. Mancini circling. Plays it behind the net. Couldn't get it as Panthers Hill gets in the way. Now McQuay flips it up ice. And now the Petes. John Neville gets it back into the Panthers zone. 10 seconds remaining on their power play. Zambri has it for the Panthers. Off the boards. Has some time to get it out now. And Fernandez slows it down. And that does it for the penalty as they dump it down ice. And they get a full line change going. Pete's still up, comfortably, 3-0. 11 minutes remaining in this third period. Nice control there by Wright. Oh, and he gets it around the defender. Oh, that would have been a highlight reel move there as he goes crashing into the net hard. When he gets up, he's just fine. He goes head first. He saw it coming, and he breaks for the impact. That was a beautiful move, though. Oh, and he breaks his stick, and Wright is not happy with his broken stick. That's going to cost him. This is not the pro leagues where they have 10, 12 sticks waiting for them. Nope, that's a paycheck. And you know what? I'm not even sure he's so upset about it, but I'm sure his parents are fuming. That was a well-earned effort, though, by Wright. As he put it through his own legs, gets around his defender. He was one-on-one, but just couldn't keep his footing. And I'm sure that was a $350 stick. That would just be the luck of it. And now Robichaud for the Panthers. Along the boards. And the Petes win it back. Robinson, snapshot. Good save there by Bowser. Panthers trying to get it out, but the Petes have been forechecking good all game. And they continue to do so as Wright, the captain, breaks it up. And now at the point, Robinson, still at the point, in the high slot, plays it back to West. Slapshot, wide of the net. Wright, first one to it for the Petes. Again, all over it. Tries to go backhand, or tries the wraparound. Doesn't quite work. Robinson circling in the slot now. He's going to have some room. Nice pass there. Almost worked out. That would have been a beautiful play as Curtis Golliver just fanned on it. And now Bennett for the Panthers. Hogg. Oh, and the one Panthers player goes sliding in to the Pete zone. Tripped up. I think it's actually a penalty going against the Pete. I think that's a good call, actually. Because Hogg did not mean to slide in the zone on his own. And that will be a tripping call going to Curtis Golliver, the man who just missed the opportunity going the other way. He will go for interference. So the Panthers will be on the power play for 2 minutes. With 9:58 remaining in this third period on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5. And the Petes now in their own zone. JP Corkery, Panthers. Just keeping it in front. Too many people piled up in the middle there. Can't get anything going. And it goes all the way down the ice again. Giving the Panthers time to regroup, but also Pete's a time to get a line change on the penalty kill. Nice pass forward there. Panthers cutting inside. Liam Robinson, I believe it was. The Panthers still looking for the first goal of the game. Not coming yet. As the Petes get it all the way down the ice again and have to regroup one more time. Zambri almost forcing and he does force the turnover. Good effort there by JP Corkery. His name has been everywhere. Probably the first star of the game so far. Him or Wright, or of course, if you're going for the shutout, Kyle Johnson has to be there too, although he hasn't been that busy, the keeper. And now the wraparound. Panthers trying to find the back of the net any way he can. There's a shot. Bad deflection. Just wide of the net. Kyle Johnson lucks out in that one. He was going back and forth in a deflection, just hoping that puck didn't go in the back of the net, and it did not. 51 seconds remaining on the Petes penalty. 8:49 remaining in this game overall. Again, the Minor Hockey Game of the Week is brought to you by Team Courier of Mincombe, Kawartha Lakes Realty Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier at 705-927-2774 or online at teamcourierhomes.ca and let his team of real estate expert help you. And FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio door products. See them online at fciwindows.com. And the Panthers in the neutral zone. Fernandez trying to get into the Pete zone, but the Pete say none of that and shut the door, and they strip the puck and dump it back into the neutral zone. 20 seconds remaining on the Pete's penalty. Hill, Hogg, back to Hill for the Panthers. Hill finding his defensive pairing. Liam Robichaud plays it down along the boards. Petes, first ones to it. Patrick Neville, I believe. Hill at the point for the Panthers. Neville intercepts that. Neville, up ice, back to 5-on-5. 3-on-3, developing for the Petes here. Now Booth, to his backhand, gets around the defender, circling behind the net. Makes his one defender go flying. Now he's a man in the slot. Good slap shot. Good play there by the Petes. Deserved better, but it was a good save by Shane Bowser. He stayed right on it the whole time. Big collision there along the boards. Fernandez gets right back up, unfazed though. Now a whistle. I think it's offside, actually. I think the puck just went over the blue line. Fernandez was just able to kick it over the blue line. The Petes tried to keep it on, but nonetheless, they could not. 7:35 remaining. Petes up 3-0 on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Third period continues. Only on Talk Sports Radio.